Move on.
Item number 18, project number WO517, War Memorial Renovations, page 160.
Good morning, good morning, Mr. Chairman. Dave Dren for the War Memorial Center. And I also have Ken Cry, President of the Art Museum Board, along with me. Mr. Chairman, this expenditure by Milwaukee County is the perfect example of a public-private partnership. I think we all know about the investment that the Art Museum is going to make in the facility to go along with this, the total $10 million that the county is committed to. But another thing that's going to happen is the War Memorial, part of this project, the War Memorial Courtyard, where most of the memorial services, a lot of receptions, the county's own 9/11 commemoration service will be renovated. What we want to do is we want to make that courtyard very, very suitable and very meaning. The county is committed to structural changes on the courtyard, and what we're going to do is we're also going to make enhancements that are going to honor our veterans, especially those that have fallen. And the War Memorial will go out and we'll raise that money to do that extra work. I can't tell you what that number is right now because we've just approved conceptual drawings, so we're going to start working on materials and what the cost will be, so that we know how much money we're going to have to go out and fundraise for. And then the timing of this project is good too, because the Art Museum will do their deinstallation and then reinstallation to follow. So when we're breaking concrete up, when we're doing all this work over the galleries to fix what's been leaking for years and years and years, there will be absolutely no risk to the Art Museum with damage to their, you know, the precious art. So this is good news, and I'm hoping that when this is all said and done, that and I believe that we'll bring plans for the courtyard so that you all can see. We'll brief once we get to that point. But I think the county, the citizens of Milwaukee County, and of course the War Memorial and Art Museum are going to be very proud of this once it's complete.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, if I could add just a couple of extra comments. Looking at the amount of the request here, the $5.6 million, primarily in 2014, there are two major areas within the components of the project here that need to be addressed. One is the building envelope, which is about $1.3 million, and then the HVAC system, the heating, ventilation, air conditioning, about $3.5 million. And the rationale for the 5.6 is driven to a great extent by the need to make these repairs and renovations. Excuse me. One other comment I would make, that it is, as Mr. Drent pointed out, it is a great example of a public-private opportunity with the $10 million from the county and the $15 million from the museum. What happens in this case, along with the county dollars that are going in, the museum will be investing side by side. And as we have done our forecasts and projections, not only in conjunction with our advisors, but in conjunction with the facilities management group within DAS at the county, the forecast shows that the museum will be putting in approximately $4.8 million in 2014. Then beyond in 2015, the county dollars will go down, and a more significant amount, nearly $9 million, I believe it is, in 2015 for the completion of the atrium and the eastern facade of the building we know as the Kaler Building, the lower building of the ones there that that currently house the Art Museum, and then the Saarinen Building housing the War Memorial. So this particular capital item, I think, is appropriate in light of the agreements that were reached and provides a mechanism for the repairs, maintenance, and upgrade of these facilities. And again, it's a very, very positive public-private opportunity here for the lakefront, which is, as we all know, one of the real treasures of the county. So thank you.
Supervisor Jurczyk and Supervisor Stanford.
First of all, I want to thank Mr. Cry. We've seen a lot of him, and I think his retirement job has been of great service to the county, uncompensated, I probably should add. But I think the public-private partnership comments are just exactly right, but you don't get private partnership without responsible public ownership and a strong commitment at knowing that promises made over a three-year period, for example, which is our capital commitment on this project, that those promises will be followed through on. And I know this board prides itself. We've done it with the Milwaukee Public Museum and some of the other projects where we have to make commitments from year to year and then follow through on that. So I just want to thank Mr. Cry and the Milwaukee Art Museum Board. That's quite a undertaking to raise that kind of money, and it really shows not only the commitment of Mr. Cry, but that entire board and the staff. Of course, I want to thank Mr. Drent as well, because we had two institutions come together and really forged new ground on separate agreements and so on. But I think it's really going to, be a great, just a great gift to this county as well as a financial commitment. So thank you, everyone.
Supervisor Stanford and Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. These five projects, do they add up to this $5.6 million? I think I just figured it out, but do they add up to the $5.67 million?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, yes.
Okay. And then, Mr. Dry, you said the Art Museum will be contributing another $4-point-something million this year or next year?
It will be, Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, in 2014, the forecast schedule is about 4.8 in 2014 by the museum. Then in 2015, the museum's contribution steps up to nearly $9.7 million.
Okay. And the $4 million, is that to supplement these projects or those additional projects?
What will happen is the county dollars in conjunction with the museum dollars will be coordinated in terms of the repairs and the changes that need to be made to the overall facilities. And this has been coordinated with Mr. High's office on the facilities management side to ensure that we're producing the greatest efficiency. I think the original forecast, by doing this in an integrated way, is that there will be savings to the county of somewhere in the $2 to $3 million range. Rather than do one project on behalf of, say, the War Memorial and the Art Museum doing something, having it integrated produces a greater economic efficiency for the county.
Yeah, I remember that conversation. So, right. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you. We've asked everybody to step up to it. This is something that needs to be badly done, and it's wonderful to see all this, and we've had great support for this. For all our major institutions, the museum had certain guidelines they had to follow to get the monies we gave them. The Art Museum is doing a capital campaign and raising these monies yourself. So I know, Mr. Drent, you mentioned, we have some work to do or kind of have an idea, but what do you foresee as far as your ability to fundraise now? Obviously, being able to leverage and getting county monies, this is always what we talk about with so many different groups that, we give you the seed money, and then I'm sure it helps with your people. But can you give us a little forecast on, things you think you need to do, and do you have a goal in mind? You say you're working on a goal, but it's always good to hear that, that you're helping yourselves, too, and that programmatically, I'm presuming you'll be able to do more also in fundraising. Can you just comment briefly on that, a little bit more specific? I'd like to hear something there.
Mr. Please. Chairman, Supervisor, the new War Memorial Board is very, very enthused about the future and very optimistic that we will be able to raise money for these projects. Our initial goal is to raise $1.5 million as fast as we can. The courtyard project will be done and all this will be done in spring of 2015, because we probably won't start it until after Labor Day of 2014. So we feel confident that we can get the money raised before this project is completed. I think I lost the second part of your question. Right, and that's another thing that, and when we talked about the operating budget, that's one of the focuses that the new board is going to have. We've already put together program committees. We've put together a PR committee so that we can actually get the word out on what we're doing. We've got great relationships with some of the service veteran organizations that are out there now. We do everything we can to help them provide services to our veterans. We don't talk about it much, but we've partnered with the County Veterans Service Office. We do job fairs, we do mental health affairs, PTSD seminars, you name it, and that happens in our building. So we're looking forward to really taking that step forward.
Okay, and you know, that sounds great, and I think you have, you know, rejuvenized life now too, and you can really, you know, capitalize on this literally and figuratively. And I guess the only other thing is a comment to really push your last comment. I didn't get from Mr. Duff, I mean, about a couple of questions we asked. It didn't seem to be a lot of synergy, or, you know, with the fairs and the things you're mentioning, it didn't seem to be a lot of synergy between the War Memorial and the county and veteran services. Mm-hmm. And it just seems to me, this is silly. It's almost like, I'm sorry, almost like talking about the House of Corrections and the sheriff, is that I don't understand why we wouldn't be doing more together. I mean, and why should we be, he's a separate office here and you got an office here, I understand that, but there's just so many things we could be doing more for veterans, it seems to me, what I've heard, and the job fairs particularly, and things like you're talking about, and I guess, and if I'm wrong, fine, but I just didn't get that feeling or haven't had that feeling, and if you want to comment on that.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, we do have a good relationship.
Okay.
And it goes back to Ted Fetting days for those of you that have been along to remember Ted. We try to provide as much support as we can. We don't do the same job that Jim Duff in his office does, but we try to help him do his job. And just a small little thing, I mean, the county veteran service officer is responsible for the flags on the graves on Memorial Day. Well, we store the flags at the War Memorial Center for them. The distribution spot is at the War Memorial Center for all the posts and all the cemeteries to come. So we do have a really good relationship, and yes, it shouldn't be downplayed. It is good.
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, just a couple of comments on behalf of the Art Museum to that very question and point. Relative to the $15 million, I'm happy to say, as a result of the agreements that were put in place between the War Memorial and the county and the Art Museum, our fundraising has been, I think, very positive. In fact, we have commitments from major donors of over $10 million toward the $15 million. And we will be initiating over the next several months our public campaign, member campaign, and so forth to complete the fundraising necessary for this project. Relative to programs at the museum, I think most of you do know we have approximately 400,000 visitors on an annual basis. We anticipate that will increase as a result of having that northeast entrance on the east side. We serve between 55 and 60,000 public school children on an annual basis in conjunction with the Kohl's Corporation, what we do there for art education. So the major programs that we have in place will continue to ramp and continue to receive support from the museum, and we think having this project completed is going to be a big benefit to the county and really southeast Wisconsin.
Thank you. Any further for these gentlemen? No, thank you for all your work.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.